The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Oh, here we go. Da, 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 da. Good morning and welcome. I thought our earphones were turned up too high, so I turned them down a little bit. Obviously, they weren't turned up too high. Hey, good morning and welcome to July the 2nd, 2025 at 7:05 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in today. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah. This morning starting off. Yes! Yes! I wake up. I wake up early, which is good. Slept all night. 7.5 hours of sleep at one time. It does so much for you. What about you, Ben?
I got a good night's sleep last
night. Did you get a good night's sleep?
I did.
So, how are you today? I'm here with Ben. Who's our producer.
Just trying to get everything ready for next week.
Oh, yeah. Ben's going on vacay.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Hawaii. You got to start playing some Hawaii music today. A little luau music.
All right.
You know, then when the Polynesian dancing, you know, the drums. Like
all right.
That.
We'll find some.
So, what part of Hawaii?
Going to Oahu.
Oahu. Well, main island, but it's a good time. Have you been there before?
I have not.
Okay.
My parents have, but I have not.
Okay. You got to get over to the windward side, where the North Shore is and all that, where the big waves are.
Yeah.
There won't be any big waves because it's summer.
Yeah, but they still say it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Get over to Kaneohe, and you can go through the Leaky tunnel, which is cool because you're coming down, you know, it's all... When you come through the tunnel, it just is, you pop out and you can see Kaneohe Bay.
Okay.
But the beaches there are not as crowded at all. And they are, the water is better because you don't have the rocks that you have over on the Pearl Harbor side there. And Oahu side.
There. Yeah, we're going to... Like I said, we're going to be staying on the Marine Corps base, so we'll be on.
That's right. You're right there.
Yeah, we'll be
on the Marine Corps Air Station at Kaneohe. And that is a beautiful place right there.
Yeah, we're supposed to be right on the beach, so. And
you may be staying then in the guest quarters right along there.
They said, so I understand it's on the other side of the airfield, and it's on
the
beach.
It is.
So I think that's where we're staying.
And when you drive through, there's a stop sign. And it says, you know, with lights and everything, you may even have a gate now, who knows, to look for landing aircraft.
Okay.
And then, of course, if the gates are open, it means there's nothing landing right then you go across the airfield. And, no, those are beautiful cottages.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, gosh, you're going to love it.
And I heard, too, though, the beaches are pretty... private because you know
it is.
People from the base are allowed.
It's on the base. It's a base beach because it's over there. It's in a kind of a sheltered area.
Yeah.
And you're there, and you can get you get up in the morning, you can walk along the beach, you can look at the mountains.
Yeah.
Are right there too.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
That's right. Now that's a great place to stay.
That's what I've heard. So.
And the rates are reasonable if you're in the military. So, is your friend in the military?
Yeah, my cousin is. He's stationed there. So.
Okay, that's great.
His wife.
Super. Okay. You're going to have a great time. And then, now, from there, then you can launch, and because road goes all the way around.
Yeah, I think we're going to rent a car, and he also has two vehicles, so we're going to be there for 15 days.
Whoa, 15 days?
Yeah, and the only thing we have planned is Pearl Harbor for 2 days. Another
got to go to Pearl Harbor.
Everything else is just...
You need to see... going up and drive up to where FMF PAC headquarters is.
Okay.
It's Fleet Marine Force Pacific. The headquarters for the Marine Corps for the Pacific is right up there in the heights above, on top of the hill there, overlooking Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Now, the only reason I'm saying to do that, because he can get in.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, he can probably get in.
He can get you all in there. The reason I'm saying that is it's been there since World War II, maybe even before World War II, this location. I'm sure it was before World War II. The property this sits on has got to be worth...
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because of its location. And its views and everything.
Yeah.
See if you can get to the club. The old club there. Might be able to get in. I don't know what the rules are there. But might be able to get in there, and then you can sit out in that veranda and overlook the whole Pearl Harbor.
That would definitely be fun.
Yeah. No. And then, to visit Hawaii is great. And I lived there for 3 years. And when you live there, things are somewhat different, because you got to, it's just different when you live someplace for 3 years. But I enjoyed it. And I was able to, do a lot of diving and do all the, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of fishing, a lot of diving.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're going to go spear fishing.
All right. So let's talk about weather then. Today, a 10% chance at showers. Last night... we're going to talk about this. We had lightning strikes, and we'll get into that. But 10% chance of showers today today after 5 p.m. and tonight with a high near 104 today, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 96. Thursday night another 20% chance of showers, so I don't know if that's going to happen. Mostly clear. And on Independence Day, sunny with a high near 91. It's going to be a beautiful day. And Saturday in the 90s, Sunday's in the 90s, and Monday we hit triple digits at 100 again. So enjoy your tomorrow night with Anderson Explodes and Freedom Fest. I think we're going to have some really good weather, and it's a good chance to go out and enjoy yourself out there. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas, Shasta Gas and Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. It's been in the business close to 30 years. Started by the Kenny family, and are the third generations of Kennys that are running the family. Running the business, locally owned, locally operated. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends. They really do. And the Kenny family is a pretty spectacular family in helping all the people around here. They do angel work like you can't believe. They won awards for hiring veterans. They're just good people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Well, after all that, we need to take a break and then get started, because I want to talk about a few things. We had a woman that's going to court that was protesting at the Board of Supervisors. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that one. But fires. Fires to start from lightning. We're going to talk about that. CHP crackdown. And something that kind of snuck through in this budget that the Democrats put through that might be favorable. In fact, will be favorable if indeed they live up to the to that budget. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. we repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is awaiting the new security team that's coming in there and installing some stuff at our house. It's kind of strange. You know, we've never had a problem at our house. And, but I wanted to change up what we had and get one, you know, get a, you know, get one of those, doorbell cameras. And the so we've gone with this company, and they're, plus we're putting in, I don't know why, we're putting in a couple other cameras in just to kind of see what goes on in the street in the alley. But they get there at 8 o'clock, and this is going to be like an all-day affair.
Yeah, weren't they here last week for all day?
Yeah, well, they did. They put in the initial systems that work. You know, the touchpads have gotten so, I don't want to use complex, but there's so many features on these things that you can do. Well, you can set this one and then leave this one, but you got to do this. And, oh, no, don't let the dog out kind of thing. Don't let the dog walk through the house because it'll be all over it. You know, just that, and then you get the CO2 detectors and the fire alarms in different spots. And so just, you know, it's enhancing what we have. And I'm constantly getting reports on my phone. You know, door opened. door, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, or the pad was set, or then it was turned off, which is cool, which, you know, tells you that there's something going on. Anyway, okay. Hey, a woman's going to a trial here, for disrupting board of supervisors meetings. And she was arrested by sheriff's deputies on November 7th, 2024. So she's going to court, and she faces one count each of disturbing the meeting and resisting the deputies who came to arrest the 43-year-old. Okay, now here it comes. Here is the headline. You ready? Headline: preschool teacher arrested at Shasta County Supervisors meeting to get her day in court. Preschool teacher. They could have said liberal activist, left-wing activist arrested. They could have said that, because I think she would agree with that. She's an activist. Of course she is. She wouldn't be doing this. And she was holding up a sign that said, Patrick Jones resign. So then it pointed out how much she weighs and how tall she is. I'm not sure why that's included. But what it also includes is back in July 23rd, 2024, she was carried out of the court, out of the Board of Supervisors meeting, because she refused to leave. And they had, you know, everybody had to leave. She refused to leave, so they had to carry her out. With the potential of injuring officers, they had, you know, picked her up and had to carry her out. Even though I will say both these officers are pretty good-sized guys. So she and her husband were protesting. He got up and left after they said the proceedings were suspended, but she wouldn't. And according to reports, said, held her hands up and said, arrest me. And she has said, no, I didn't say that. But we'll see. She did not refuse to stand. She said she had trouble getting to her feet because she didn't feel well and her legs had fallen asleep.
What? I mean.
Oh, you know, come on. You know, it's.
Your legs fell asleep?
Your legs fell asleep. Because she was sitting there so long after they told her to leave. But here's the thing.
I've never had my legs
fall asleep. Here's the thing. Young lady. This wouldn't be happening if you just gotten up and left, like everybody else there. And then, so you're warned and warned and warned, and then you got arrested. So, okay. So go in there and say, I think what they were doing was so totally wrong that somebody had to do something. And let the judge figure it out. Just say, yep, I did it. But this is the reason why, yes, I was told to leave, but it was so egregious what was going on, that somebody had to make a statement. And then she could bring up Bunker Hill and the Boston Massacre and the Alamo. She could brought all that up. Somebody has to make a stand.
That's very true.
Oh, you should have called me. You should have called me. I would have gone in. I would have been there. Where would we have been if they hadn't stood there in Boston? Where would we have been if they hadn't been at Bunker Hill? What if Travis and Bowie and Crockett hadn't made the stand at the Alamo? What if Leonidas and the 300 Spartans had not held the pass at Thermopylae? We could brought that in.
Yep, you could.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and when they told me to leave, or they'd arrest me, she could have said, Molenlabe, come and get me. Which is what Leonidas said, what it said when they said, give us your weapons, and he said, come and get them, Molenlabe. And she could have said, Molenlabe, come and get me. And then I would have finished up the whole defense with that one. You take my rights, then come and get them, Molenlabe. I would remind him about I would have brought in what else would have been the stand, you know, on Little Round Top. I talked about Pickett's Charge, Gettysburg, the Marines taking in the Ardennes to take Belleau Woods to stand at Wake Island. The Marines stood there against overwhelming, you know, forces. Could have gone through all that. So I could have taken it all through history, starting back with the Spartan-Persian War, Greek-Persian War. I didn't have a chance. Anyway, hopefully that the judge will say, after listening to my impassioned defense, would say, oh, I understand, Mr. Ball. But she did break the law. She was told to leave, so I'm going to give her 6 months in jail. I don't think she's going to get 6 months in jail. I don't think she's going to get any time in jail.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's probably not going to get any time in jail.
She won't get any time in jail. But she was arrested, which is the big point, was you can't keep disrupting these meetings and expect just to walk away. If they have to pick you up and carry you out, guess what? Cite them. And then you and hit her with a $500 fine. So you want to do it again? Do it. But it's going to cost you $500.
Yep.
You got a job. You're a preschool teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What would you do? What would you know? Then, of course, the judge can say, what would you do if one of your children just laid on the floor and refused to obey you? What would you do? You tell her, all the kids, okay, it's time for nap time, and he's over here running in circles. It's time for nap time. It's time for nap time. I mean, do you just ignore it and just let the child run in circles and run over and kick at little kids that are trying to sleep?
I don't know what's scarier. Is that she is teaching kids?
I don't know. Yeah. What is she teaching them?
Like, yeah. Like, is she teaching stuff them like this? Like, what is she teaching them in her class?
Passive protest.
And they're young. There's a preschool.
Yeah. Like, and so your preschool kid comes home and you say, well, here's your milk. So drink your milk. I don't have to drink my milk. And I'm going to sit here and I'm not going to drink it. No, you have to get up and you have to go to bed. No, I'm just laying. Nope, I don't have to because it's egregious. You're telling me I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock. It's egregious. It's egregious behavior on your part. I am not doing it. And my teacher said I didn't have to do it because you don't have to obey the laws or the rules.
I mean,
I could go on for an hour about this. Thank you very much. I'm not going to still say your name, but thank you very much. What's her first name? I'll use her first name if I can find it. I just keep using her back name. Jennifer. Oh. Hey, my daughter's name is Jennifer. And if Jennifer had refused, I am not. It's egregious, this rule that I have to go to bed at 7 o'clock. I'm not going to do it. And I'm sitting here, and I'm going to protest. Really? Really? Now, here's the thing about protests. You can protest all you want. But once you break the rules, you got to pay the piper.
Yep.
So, all right. Enough of that. Though I didn't realize how amusing it would be once I got into it. And, I mean, I just, you know, my mind, you know, goes in those things, you know, how you would fight this in court. You could have if you had a real good lawyer or somebody acting as a lawyer who's, you know, somewhat theatrical, you could go on and you could bring in a few good men when he stands and he looks at the judge and says, the truth, you can't handle the truth. And someday you'll thank me. How about just thanking me for standing on the walls for you cold, tired people that don't want to stand on the walls and have people that are stronger and braver do these jobs? A simple thank you would suffice. And we're going to take a break after that. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles.
Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Hawaiian Music, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been in the business 30 years. He is truly the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your family's safety. If you got a crack there, if you got a you got that starred chip, run as quick as your little car can take you, car, truck, SUV, or RV, down to 3208 South Market Street and get it fixed. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. And Jeff's going to give you a straight scoop. If you can fix it, he'll fix it. If you can't, he'll send you to a place that he trusts. So that's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Or you can give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You won't be sorry. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Yesterday we talked about the thunderstorms. You were here yesterday, right?
I was.
Yeah, remember we were talking about thunderstorms and then lightning strikes, which is the big concern. How many lightning strikes do you think there was between Monday to 8 p.m. last night?
How many?
In just Shasta Trinity Forest.
I don't know.
2,800.
2,800.
Lightning strikes were recorded in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, according to U.S. Forest Service. More than, close to 9,900, close to 10,000 lightning strikes struck Northern California in that time. And we got six fires, one, two, three, four, five, six fires going. Now, they're small fires, but they, up in, around Peanut, Hay Forks got a couple of them going, Wildwood area, Lake Siskiyou, and a power line road northwest of Weaverville near the Cannon City historical landmark. And that fire's controlled, but that's how many lightning strikes. That's what people are, you know, that's what CAL FIRE, when they hear those thunderstorms are coming in, that's what they're concerned about. Here comes the lightning strikes, and have that many. 10,000 up in Northern California. Back in, 2008. I think it was like 2008. We were coming back from my nephew's wedding, and we're driving back from Sacramento, and we're driving, you know, back up. And we kept thinking, well, there's a lot of cloud cover. No. That was when we had all those lightning strikes. We had something like 3,000 fires going up in Northern California or in California because of lightning strikes and all these. It was all smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember that.
No, but I wasn't here for that.
Yeah. Boy, it was. And it was like, wow.
I can only imagine.
Anyway. Okay. CHP. If it's the 4th of July, the CHP is going to be out. They're launching a statewide crackdown for the 4th of July weekend. So stand by. It's going to start at 6:01 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, and will run through midnight on Sunday, July 6th. All available CHP officers will be deployed throughout the holiday weekend with focus on identifying and addressing impaired, distracting, and aggressive drivers. So that tells me if we leave, if we're going to go someplace, leave before 6:01 p.m. tomorrow and be there. Wherever you're going to be there by 6:01 p.m. when they roll out. Because, you know, the Chippies are, you know, great group of men and women. But they are, you know, oh, look, it's another weekend. It's another holiday we can't spend with our, you know, spend with our families because of these speeders and reckless drivers. And they're going to be waiting. It's going to be like sharks in the water. I used to drive from Oceanside up to El Toro. And on the freeways in the morning, it was, you know, it was semi-early, 6:30 in the morning, but a lot of traffic. And you could see, you know, and I'd always be on the lookout and, yep, could see the Chippy. And he's moving through the traffic. So, I mean, as soon as I saw him, you know, I was doing a speed limit. And I watched him. He would move through the traffic. It was like a shark. It was like a shark through a school of tuna. And he would just select one. Off he'd go. Take them off. And they were driving around the same speed, but we're all speeding. Maybe they were driving a little bit faster. And he pulls them over. And then they used to do things on Fridays where they would put a Chippy with his radar gun and have four cars lined up on a ramp. And if somebody, you know, sped by, the Chips would go after them and get them. And they'd have four or five people pulled over at one time. If you don't, I tell you what, you don't think that slowed down the traffic. until they couldn't see him anymore, and off they went. So stand by. During this period when they did it last year, they issued 18,000 citations, 12,000 for excessive speed, nearly 860 for distracted driving, close to 500 for seatbelt violations. So they can get you for not having a seatbelt. If you're on your phone, I hope they catch you.
Me too.
Oh, wow. Is that a, I mean.
I can't tell stand me about when it. People are driving down the road. You can just see they're on their phone and they're not paying yeah. attention.
Yeah. And they're texting.
Yeah, and they're just, and they're, you can see them, they'll swerve, get back up, and, oh. But, I mean, just, it's scary.
It is scary. And they're doing 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Governor Newsom did something that I said when he does something that this makes sense, I would talk about it. And I haven't had a lot to talk about lately. But in the new budget bill, I don't know if people caught this. But California lawmakers have approved two new bills that are expected to lead to a significant overhaul of the state's landmark environmental protection law and jumpstart the stagnated housing market. Major changes to the California Environmental Quality Act, known as CEQA, was attached to two bills in a larger $321 billion state budget bill that passed with ease. Well, when you have a supermajority, you can pretty much do anything you want. Now, this is the most consequential, this according to Newsom, housing reforms in modern history in the state of California. Long overdue? Absolutely. Now, he wants to reform CEQA's strenuous review process, he says, will help improve the state's ongoing housing shortage and chronic homelessness crisis. And some environmental advocates, because they're the ones really, you know, really love CEQA. Oh, no, it's backdoor deal-making. Anyway, so it exempts most urban housing projects from environmental review. Another bill, that was 130-131, waives the environmental restrictions for other buildings, including health clinics, child care, and food banks. And the California's estimated need more than 3.5 million housing units than it has. And we all know what the result of all that has been. The changes are meant to jumpstart housing construction, which has been strangled by the use of the state's signature 1970 environmental law. Critics say the law is used by groups whose goal is more intent on stopping buildings than sparing the environment. And Newsom threatened to reject the state budget unless there was an overhaul of CEQA. So, nine types of projects are exempted from environmental impact reviews. The new barbecue joint, not so fast. They include child care centers, health clinics, food banks, as well as farm worker housing, broadband construction, wildfire prevention, water infrastructure, public parks or trails, and advanced manufacturing. But it also includes, they said, for urban housing was in here too. So, the cost of living and affordable housing are their two top concerns in California. All right, got it. So, that's going to be interesting to see what kind of change that's going to make. And then, what are the loopholes in CEQA? I mean, like, if they're saying so for urban housing. So does that mean if you're gonna put a new apartments, let's say new apartments around here, instead of having to go through a CEQA process, which could add years and cost millions, you don't have to because it falls under that parameter and you're exempt from this. It's gonna be interesting. We're gonna see how this falls. When we get our real estate people in here, when we get a house realty in here, and see what they say about this. This could be a big deal. And for veterans, the state of California just voted and it's been approved that the first $20,000 of your retired pay is now exempt from taxes. Now, California is one of the last states in the union, I think there's only two or three left, including California, where retired military's taxes are or retired pay is taxed. So they're going to exempt the first $20,000 for retirees here. So it's a step forward. A lot of the retirees are on a fixed income, and based on their retirement, and also Social Security. So it's prefixed. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers. They're all there at Four Winds Jewelry. That's been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and for the reason that they are the best in the North State. They're located right downtown at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they've been around about 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. It's a fine jewelry store with everything you could possibly imagine at very fair prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with some of the things that are having some of this $15 billion that have been found by the feds. And what happened in those Idaho murders?
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years. to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, 7:50 in the morning on the 2nd of July. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center with their, hey, you know what? It's a good time. You know, people graduate from school and all that. This is a good time to start a career in the healthcare industry. And Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both part-time and full-time, competitive benefits, 401ks, tuition reimbursement, and much more. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you want more information, visit the website at ShastaRegionalMedical.com and click careers in the main menu. Okay. I don't know if you had, let me see, where am I at? There we go. The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday that it halted a series of health care fraud schemes that sought to bilk the American government out of $14.6 billion. The operation is called the largest health care fraud initiative in its history, led to criminal charges against 324 defendants and the seizure of more than $245 million in cash, luxury cars, and other assets. The actual loss to the U.S. government totaled about $2.9 billion. And you say, how can this happen? Well, it starts as simple as a total. Charges include 93 doctors and other medical professionals accused of submitting false claims to the government health care programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Some of the schemes, however, were run by transnational criminal organizations based outside the U.S., and they've been using complex fraud operations targeting the American healthcare system because they could, because it was probably wasn't the safeguards built into it. One such scheme, which prosecutors said was run out of Russia and Eastern Europe, led to charges against 19 defendants, 12 of whom have been arrested. They used a network of foreign straw owners to buy dozens of U.S. medical supply companies and using stolen American identities submitted more than $10 billion in fraudulent claims to Medicare, according to the Justice Department. It's not just small. It's huge. So, and you wonder why, you know, when healthcare costs so much. Well, when you get into things like, you get billions in fraud. And being able to, I mean, if you, that's $2.9 billion that they found right then and prevented the rest of it. But all of that was to line the pockets of criminals. So, and it could have been used, gosh, for helping sick people. I don't know if you've been following what's been going on with the those, you know, remember those four college students up in Idaho that were murdered? And they, you know, they followed the suspect clear across country and arrested him back east. And his name is Kohlberger. And they've been, you know, this thing's been going on, obviously, and since 2022, since November 13th. He's accused of killing four students in this one house. And they've been doing everything they can to bring, you know, they said, hey, we want to talk about four of the people that should be looked at. And the judge says, no, you guys are grasping for straws. And as soon as that happened, he changed his plea to guilty. If he would not face the death penalty. So he would be guilty. Life imprisonment, and he'll never get out of jail if that's indeed what happens. Of course, the parents and the families of these young people are not real happy with this deal. They wanted to, you know, they wanted their full measure of revenge. By taking a plea deal, this guy has insulated himself from a sentence that would require his execution. Only a jury can sentence him to death. Regardless, he will likely spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of ever being in society again. Okay. And not only that, because it's a high-profile case, and you know, and there is that code of honor in the prisons. If he's walking around the prison, he could have been killed anyway in the first week or two, if not, you know, after other things would have happened to him, probably. He'll probably be kept in a location where he's safer with other high-profile criminals like that. So. Now, the judge has to decide today if he's going to accept or deny this guy's plea. So we'll see what happens there. What else? So are you taking like a large suitcase to Hawaii, or is it going to be just a carry-on?
I'm taking a couple suitcases. So I got lucky, and I got
my... A couple of suitcases?
Well, I'm taking my golf clubs. But I got, so I bought my tickets to Southwest before they changed their baggage.
Oh, their baggage?
Yeah, so Southwest used to let you fly with two bags for free. Anybody. Yeah,
okay.
And they changed it back
They did.
May, so where you have to.
But you already had your tickets.
Yeah, so as long as I don't change my tickets, which I haven't, I still get the two free bags and I get a
So one of them's going to be your golf clubs?
Yep, I have a golf travel bag that I put in there, but it's going to have a bunch of other stuff in there too.
Well, let me tell you, the golf course on Kaneohe is absolutely beautiful.
I heard they'd say it's one of the nicest courses on the island.
Oh, wow. And when you're, you know, you've got one tee that when you're teeing off, you got the mountains in the background. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they say the one hole, too, is right there on the water.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, right on the ocean.
Yeah, I know we're going to play there a few times.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's pretty cheap, too, for us. So.
Well, you know, I have no idea. It's been, I left there and I'm trying to think. When did I leave there? 85 to 88. I left there in 88. I can't remember what the price was.
So it's
frankly, because it wasn't that much because we're on active duty and they may have charged like $10.
Yeah, I think.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean it's still. I mean, relatively cheap compared to everywhere else.
Mm.
There, so.
You're going to get a it's a steal on the base.
Yeah.
Just like where you're staying. I mean, you're saving probably three times as much as you would but see what it is those places were built and you got Bellows Beach, which is the Air Force, rec area there that they're built for, military or retired military that can come there and use the facilities. And, you know, not have to pay an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's part of the deal when you're in the military. You can use use the bases. You can shop at the PX and the commissary and all that. Though in some cases the PX isn't that great a deal anymore, but the commissary is usually a pretty good deal. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be
Can cook there in those places if that's what you want.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I know we're going to cook a lot. I think we're going to cook half the time and go out to eat half the time. So.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to have a good time. And the weather should be fine. You know, one of the things they don't tell you is that it rains in Hawaii.
Yeah, rains.
When I lived there. And they won't tell you it rains every day at times. And I remember one week it had rained all week. And except for Saturday. And Saturday was a nice bright sunshiny day. Well, I was hopping on a plane and I made all types of trips all over the place from there. But I was heading back to the mainland and the plane loads up full of tourists, sunburned like you can't believe. Because it's been raining all week long. Until Saturday. So they all went out on the beach and they spent hours on the beach because this was, you know, this was like a night flight. And I'm just looking at them. And I mean, the plane, you know, when they turn the lights down because it's night, I mean, the plane, you know, positively glowed from the sunburns.
I believe it.
Yeah, they don't tell you that. In Hawaii, they call it pineapple juice. A little pineapple juice out there today. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the Reading Police Department with us. And Captain Chris Smirnos will be joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're back on Capitol Hill.
Members of the House returned to Washington Wednesday to begin the process of approving the GOP massive domestic spending bill with hopes of sending it to President Trump's desk by the 4th of July. The body began the day with debate on the rules for proceeding to the debate on the legislation. Fresh off an all-night-long debate in the Rules Committee, ranking Democrat Jim McGovern said the entire process was out of order. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will have the bill to the White House by President Trump's July 4th deadline so that Congress can begin putting new policies in place for the American people. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
And the president's urging Republicans to stick together.
As the House takes up the Senate version of the president's domestic priorities bill, he's optimistic about the legislation's chances.
I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out.
He claims the bill has something for everyone and vows that Medicare and Medicaid are being strengthened despite claims to the contrary. The president writes online that the GOP must unite and ignore the occasional grandstanders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The University of Pennsylvania formally apologizing to its female swimmers negatively impacted by its policy on so-called transgender athletes. The school is reversing its policy and is also rewriting its athletic record book. Ruling 4-3, Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban, ruling it has been replaced by newer state laws that regulate the procedure. Microsoft firing thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months. The tech giant started sending out the layoff notices today. Word that Tesla sales tumbled 13% April through June. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 28 points, while the Nasdaq trading 159 points higher, and the S&P is up 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Concern that America's weapons cupboard is looking pretty bare, the Trump administration will hold on to some of the arms that were to be sent overseas.
The Pentagon isn't saying which ones, but the U.S. is halting some weapons shipments to Ukraine. This after a Pentagon review determined stockpiles have declined too much. The White House says the decision was made to put America's interests first. And the Pentagon's top policy advisor stressed the need to preserve U.S. forces' readiness. Last week, President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the NATO summit and left open the possibility of sending more Patriot air defense missile systems, telling reporters,
"We're going to see if we can make some available. You know, they're very hard to get. We need them too. We were supplying them to Israel, and they're very effective, 100% effective, hard to believe how effective, and they do want that more than any other thing."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis, townhall.com. She is among the most wanted women around.
In Texas, the mother of a Tarrant County boy missing for more than 2 years now has been added to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. Cindy Rodriguez Singh is charged with capital murder in the disappearance of Noel Alvarez, who is presumed dead, although no body has been found. The 6-year-old with special needs was last seen at his home in late 2022. Investigators interviewed Rodriguez Singh in March of 23 when they say she lied, saying the boy was with his biological father in Mexico. Mexico. 2 days later, the woman, her husband, and six other kids boarded a flight for India without the missing boy. There is now a $250,000 reward for information leading to her arrest and conviction. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In stark contrast to what economists were expecting, payroll processor ADP reports that America's private sector employers shed 33,000 jobs last month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, 2nd of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm.
Good morning.
Playing Hawaiian music because he's going to be going to Hawaii next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
15 days.
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the beach the whole time?
I'm hoping so.
Wow. Cool.
Now, like I said, we're going to Pearl Harbor for 2 days. We got these two-day passes.
Yeah.
You walk yourself. There's no. You're not guided.
Yeah.
And then other than that, everything's just kind
of... There's lots of things to do around there.
Yeah.
For like a week. And then try and get up to the pineapple fields.
Yeah, like I said, we're going to be there for a while, so we're going to try to do everything.
There's another... there's an army base up there. And then there's Henderson Field and things like that and get up there. But that's in pineapple country. And if you've never seen pineapples growing, it's probably worth the trip because it's the only place you're going to see them growing.
Yeah, I'm sure
there. Fields like that. Yeah. Okay, we have a national day?
Yeah, it's National Wildland Firefighter Day.
Well, considering we had close to 10,000 strikes up here in Northern California and, what'd we say, 2,900 in Shasta Trinity Forest over the last couple of days, our hat goes off to those people. Our weather report is, got a 10% chance of showers today after 5 p.m. Doesn't say anything about thunderstorms, thank goodness, but it's going to be a high of 104 today, my friends, a low of 72. It's going to start going down, temperatures down to 96 tomorrow, but Friday, Independence Day, it's only going to be like 91 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful evening, both the 3rd and the 4th. You're going to have Anderson Explodes on the 3rd and, of course, the Freedom Festival on the 4th. And it's going to be just two beautiful days for that. And then it's going to stay in the 90s until Monday, and then it starts hitting triple digits again. So just kind of like what we got now, except it'll be a little bit cooler. It's really going to be nice on the 4th. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. That gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They are locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. And they are just really, really good people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Captain Chris Smirnos.
Close enough.
Well, what is it?
At Smirnos.
Smirnos.
There you go.
Now, I would just guess... That's Greek.
You would be correct. It's actually, not to go off on a tangent too much, but my relatives came through Ellis Island, and the last name was actually really, really long.
Yeah.
It was named after some guy named John, you know, John of Smyrna, and it translated into a really long name. And Ellis Island said, that's too long, we're going to make it Smirnos. And that's how it's been ever since.
Well, what was it? Vito Corleone.
Something along those lines.
He comes from Corleone. Okay, that's your name.
A lot of vowels and everything in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They decided to shorten it a bit.
Linda's grandmother came through Ellis Island. And, what was their... Zhakovich. Yeah. But it's spelled so many different ways. When we were at Ellis Island trying to find that, we could not find it. And one of the docents there, one of the people there are helping you. She comes over and she types into the computer 4 or 5 different spellings, kind of like that. boom, here, pulled it right up. Wow. And, yeah, found out which ship she was on. Have you ever done that?
No, that sounds pretty
If you get a chance, go back to New York. Go to Ellis Island. And do you have the approximate time they came through? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
So what you'll do is you'll put their name in there. And not only – they'll pull up the records, and they'll have all the information, their name, the ship they came in on, how much money they had, were they in good health,
yeah.
The description of them,
wow.
Who's picking them up, you know, who's the one that's getting them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a whole – I mean, there's lots of information. Yeah. We found out it was a different year that they rolled in on. Found out the ship was the Mauritania.
Wow.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll give you a printout of it. You can buy the printout. Yeah.
Oh, that's really
what
cool.
We did is we got the printout and the official stuff there to give to her parents.
Yeah.
Her mom.
Wow.
So, no, if you ever get a chance, it's and I'm not even sure you really have to go there. I think you can just look up Ellis Island and look for your relatives, and you might be able to pull it that way too.
Yeah, I definitely on the bucket list for our next New York trip, though.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, and it's a beautiful trip out there.
Yeah.
And what you do, you want to go see the Statue of Liberty. But if you want to get up into the Crown, you got to make reservations like 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can go on the grounds and go up to a certain point, but you can't go up in the Crown and look out over it.
Yeah.
And then you go from there over to Ellis Island, and it's well worth the day. To do that.
That sounds pretty neat.
Okay. So, well, Chris, how did you, so your family immigrated, obviously, from Greece. So how did you get here? How did you get here?
So my father's family came through Ellis Island. They ended up in the Bay Area. And then my mother actually immigrated.
Was there a large Greek community then?
Yeah, there was in
San
Mateo area.
I
know I had relatives that actually were in the ice business, so they had an ice house down there, and it was a pretty busy. I remember going as a little kid, hanging out there for a bit. But they settled in kind of San Mateo, Redwood City area.
I know where that is.
Yep. Yeah. And then my mother actually came up from, she immigrated from El Salvador when she was a young girl due to some issues down there. And then as far as myself, I lived in the Bay Area for a little bit. When I was about 8 or 9, we moved up to Grass Valley, in the Sierra Nevada foothills.
Sure.
And then I followed my now wife down to the San Luis Obispo area when she was going to school. I got my first police job in the city of Santa Maria as a police officer back in 2002. And then when my wife was done with school, we knew we wanted to come back up to Northern California. We didn't really want to go back to Grass Valley because that was, we grew up there in a small town, and we kind of wanted a beautiful town, but we want to be a little...
You can see it all.
A little busier. So we opened up a map, and we said, hey, Redding's hiring. Hey, that's let's go there. So there was first time I ever got off the freeway in Redding was to do a ride-along after I'd applied to be a police officer here.
And when was that?
That was 2003, and we've been here ever since.
Oh, okay. So you're a policeman down in
Central Coast
for a year, and then applied up here. So you've been here, 23 years now.
Yeah,
or 22 years.
22 years this November. Loved it ever since we got here. We knew we wanted to be here. Kids are all born here, going to school here, all the things. So we're definitely, Shasta County natives as much as we can be at this point. So.
Oh yeah, your feet are buried.
Yes.
In the soil of Shasta County.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. Yeah. Well, that's it. What made you want to become a policeman?
So my father was a deputy district attorney. So he was a career prosecutor, and he always had a lot of friends that were police officers. So I'd hang out with cops when I was growing up, and I really, I was kind of one of those people that just always wanted to know what was going on. I got a job as a 911 dispatcher in Nevada County. Before I went to the police academy, and I really loved that. It was a great foot in the door. I got to learn a lot about public safety and what happens. Obviously, in the 911 world, you're that first, as soon as somebody's having a crisis, they're calling you. And
absolutely.
It was really, like I said, a really great experience. But for me, I wanted to be on the other side of the radio. I wanted to be out in the field actually doing the work. And so I put myself through the police academy, got hired in Santa Maria, like I said, and came up to Redding after that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you were introduced to it because your dad was a district attorney.
Yeah,
which then kind of like opens up a whole, the other side of what happens after somebody's arrested.
Yeah, and it was interesting too because there's, I think the police are definitely the most public-facing part of the criminal justice system because we're the folks that you will deal with if there's, you know, you're involved in a traffic collision or your house gets broken into or there's a fight or, you know, DUI or whatever it is. But there's a lot of other parts of that system, and so I was exposed to a lot of that. I'd go to work with my dad, and he'd, you know, kind of talk me through some of the cases he's working on. And
y'all are the spear tip. And, in other words, you're out there going through doors and all that kind of stuff. But then from there, as I've learned from, touring the jail and all that, the guy you arrest has no idea what you look like, has only seen you that one time, and may not recognize you even in the courtroom if you have to go in there.
Yeah.
Because, hey, he's seen a lot of policemen.
Yeah, so it was good though. It was a good good upbringing. It was good to be, like I said, I was exposed to the criminal justice system very young, and I knew that I definitely found a passion for it as a young kid and wanted to pursue that, and so I did.
Cool. And here you are. And
here I am.
Here you are. Okay. I'm here with Captain Chris Smirnos, and he he's been here for 23 years, so it's, you know, he's working his way into native. Son.
I'm working on it.
Working on it. Another 50 years, maybe. 8:15 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff, and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and welcome to Wednesday and hump day at 8:19 in the morning here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. That means that you, Ben, will be able to hear us. Yeah, you're a little bit behind us in time. So
yeah,
probably, probably about the time you get up, she'll be over.
I'm planning on doing some early morning hikes, so.
And there you go. You can get it and say, hey, look, this is what I do to your cousin and all that. And we'll give you a shout out now and then if we think you're listening. I'm here with the Reading Police Department and Captain Chris Smirnos. And we're just discussing, you know, his family immigrated here. In 1940?
We found my my great-grandmother in 1949.
Yeah. Okay. So I told him he needs to go to Ellis Island, and they've got this database, and boom, he found, you know, when she came in. Now, you want to get all the good stuff, all the rest of the stuff that goes with it, and, you know, seeing that, you got to join the Ellis Island thing. I don't know if it costs anything. Anyway, so, Chris, we've got your background here. So what's your job over at RPD?
So I oversee the field operations division at RPD. We have three divisions. Each one is overseen by a captain, and I have field ops, which is the really where the rubber meets the road. It's the uniform patrol, and then we have what's called our special services unit. So it's our forward-facing, not necessarily guys that are responding to calls every day, but it's like our neighborhood police unit, traffic unit, downtown bike team, and those types of teams are all part of all-encompassing field
operations. Is CERT part of
correct.
Okay, CERT is too. How have the vacancies impacted on you?
So the vacancies we've had, so our priority is keeping our patrol division staffed, our forward-facing uniformed officers in cars responding to 911 calls. Like that is our the priority of our department. And so due to some attrition and some vacancies that we have, we've had to make reductions in our special services unit from the historic high that we were we were at 122 officers last year, and that allowed us to have a fully staffed special services unit. Our current authorized staffing is 114.
Okay.
We're sitting at about 107. So in order to keep all of our patrol positions staffed, we've had to cut back. We haven't obviously eliminated special services because the work they do is incredibly important. But we have, for example, our downtown bike team was four officers at one point. Now that's down to two. We had four park rangers, and now that's down to two. And so we've had to trim that back. Like I said, in those positions, we've essentially kept in our patrol division to make sure we have the correct amount of resources that, you know, to respond to cover our patrol shifts and respond to our emergency calls for service.
Well, are we going to be losing more people here? Does it look like? I mean, you lose them for retirement, but also, you know, injuries on the job and all those kind of things.
Yeah. So the attrition is, it's a natural part, and it's been ever since, you know, as long as I've been in the business, it's just part of what happens. There's a variety of reasons. We have some folks that have left to go work in other departments for various reasons. We have people that leave because of, you know, long-term injuries, and then they, you know, end up retiring out on that. We have people that, you know, they hit the retirement age and they retire. We've had people that have left to go, you know, for other careers. And so I think it's
really,
totally
different careers.
It happens not too often, in our world, but we've had, some folks that have retired, early and have gone, you know, to,
retired early
and gone, you know, into like teaching or worked for, you know, private companies or things like that. So it's, you know, that's not super common, but it does happen. But that being said, I think we also, you know, as, you know, we know that we're always going to have attrition. So we are constantly working on hiring. We have two brand new officers that just graduated the police academy within the last couple of weeks who just hit field training. So we have those two guys that are out there learning the job. It'll be a couple months before they, you know, they get through all their field training and they're actually out handling calls by themselves, but it's part of it. We have three more that we're sending to police academies here within the next couple of weeks. And then we're always actively recruiting for lateral police officers.
You just got a raise on the, or you got a bump on the bonus.
Correct. Yeah, we can, we offer up to $60,000 for a lateral. So a lateral police officer is one that has experience as a police officer in another agency. And the benefit to hiring a lateral police officer is that they're already a, they've already been vetted. They've already been to a police academy. They've had, they've been through, you know, field training program at their current agency. They still go through a training program when they come to our department, but there's much, much less time for them to actually be out patrolling by themselves compared to, like, if you hire somebody to send to an academy, the academy itself is 6 months, give or take. Yeah,
it could be up to 18 months.
It
right?
could be, yeah. And then it's usually another, you know, 4 to 6 months after the academy for them to do their field training. So it's a solid year at least before.
At least a year.
They're actually covering
so
a
position, you're getting somebody 6, 7 months, 8 months earlier then.
Correct, yeah. And also if you look at the cost too, it's, you know, to send somebody to an academy, it's over $100,000 when you factor in all the, you know, because you're paying them a wage when they're in the academy. You're paying them, you know, the stipend while they're down there. You're paying for their equipment and for their, I mean, all these different things. And so for a lateral police officer, even though $60,000 sounds like a lot as far as a, you know, a lot to pay somebody to come work here, if they're out on the street within, you know, 8 to 12 weeks of getting hired,
you saved a lot of money.
You saved a lot of the money on that.
Yeah, and you don't pay them all up front anyway.
Correct. Yeah, it's tiered. They get a certain percentage. They get 25% when they start, 50% when they actually complete field training, because that's when they're actually, you know, again, filling a position, and then another 25% when they complete their probationary period.
What if they quit during this? They have to pay it back?
Correct. There's a prorated amount. There's a certain time commitment that they have, and if they leave before they've met that commitment, then there's an obligation. They sign a contract when they start. There's an obligation to reimburse the city, like at a prorated amount for that time that they didn't finish.
So I come over here, and I'm here for a couple of years, and Chico offers me $80,000. So I said, okay, I'll take your $80,000, but you got to pay off my remaining.
Kind of like buying a car or something.
Else. It's like a phone deal. You go from Verizon to AT&T and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
It's definitely
helpful. But it pays off because of time and experience. And you can't teach experience.
Yeah, and I think that being said, I think it is important. Like we do want to send people to an academy. We do want to invest in people that are going to be, you know, here in this community in the city for a really long time. And so it's, you know, that's the battle that we fight in the admin world is always, you know, trying to balance that. Like we want to make sure we have room if a good lateral does come along. We don't want to be so, you know, filled up with academy spots that we can't accommodate that. But we also want to make sure that we are investing
in the future there,
in our future, in our folks. We have, you know, one of the guys that just graduated the academy, he was a cadet and then a community service officer for our department before we put him through the academy. So he's been with us for quite some time. And, you know, you have to invest in people like that. He started working for us because he wanted to turn it into a career, and you have to, you know, and he had the opportunity to prove himself in these other roles, and I think he's going to be a great pickup for our department. So you have to, there's that balance between investing in, you have to invest in your people, you have to invest in that long-term future, but also be flexible enough that you can accommodate when those laterals come your way.
Okay. I'm here with Captain Chris Smirnos, heads up the operations division, field ops. And which is all the people you see out on the street.
Yep.
in uniform, including CERT teams and the park teams and bicycle teams.
Yep.
Which are all around.
Neighborhood police unit, our motor unit, our school resource officers, all the forward facing services that we provide generally fall under.
How many school resource officers do we have?
So we have six. And we have some contracts with the school districts that cover most of those positions.
Now, does the school district pay for them, pay their salary?
Yes. So the school districts, we have six school resource officer positions. Of those six, five of them are actually funded by the school districts throughout our city. And we also have Foothill High School. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is a regular general fund position.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, located right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been there. Same location since 1967. I've gone to a couple barbers there over the years.
I used to go there back when I had hair.
Back, I mean, well, see, you can still go there. They just charge you a finder's fee, you know, for your hair. But, no, I guess it's easier when you have less hair. However, I make an appointment by giving them a call, 530-244-9478. And I make an appointment for a time that works for me. So I can roll in, get a great haircut, and roll out. Or I can just hang around there if I want to and catch up on my car and track. And also I hear what's going on in the barber's world with all the different customers that are in there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with RPD.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Usually when you hear that song, you know we have a Reading Police Department on with us, and we do. And today it's Captain Chris Smirnos, who is head of Field Ops, which is all the boys and girls you see out there in the cars and the trucks, not trucks, but motorcycles, bicycles. I'm waiting for the horses to start. I know that right. Chief Barner is looking at it, so I think it's a great idea, frankly.
Yeah.
And keeping our streets and homes and neighborhoods safe. We talked about the new bonus. It went to $60,000, and the main purpose on that is to no, that's for lat moves, right?
Yeah, for lateral moves. It's tiered a little bit, so depending on it's up to 60,000, depending
up
on
to
your,
60.
The amount of experience that you have in your other department.
So, yeah. And this immediately saves $100,000 right off the top to bringing in somebody, having to train them, spend all that time, and then find out after they've gone through post and they're coming through is that they don't want to be a policeman,
yeah.
Or you don't want them to be a policeman in our area here.
It goes both ways. We've had some folks that have, first starting out, they, maybe didn't make our field training program. They went to a different department, got some more experience, and ended up coming back
to
us a couple years later. So that happens as well. I mean, Reading is we're a very busy department, and I think that, as a for example, in 2024, we handled almost 110,000 calls for service. And so I think that people think of Reading as this small, kind of small Shasta County town, and really we're a mid-sized, city. We're 65 square miles. There's a lot of ground that we cover, and we're very busy as a police department. So that's not for everybody in the world of policing. And so some people, they get some more experience somewhere else, and they end up wanting to come back up here, and they come back and finish their career. So there's a lot of different ways that people end up here. I mean, look at myself. I was a transplant, so it happens.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, when you say 101,000 cases y'all rolled on.
110,000 calls for service.
Calls for service.
Yeah, and we took about 21,000 actual police reports. So not every call for service ends up, where you have to take a report and document it.
But somebody has to do something with it.
Yep.
So then you had 21,000. And then that resulted in something like 10,000 cases went to the DA.
Yeah, so we had over 11,000 arrests in 2024 and just over 10,000 citations that we issued.
Okay, is an arrest different than a citation?
It can be. So an arrest is usually a physical arrest, like when we go actually book somebody in the jail.
Yeah.
A citation can be an arrest depending on the type of crime that it is. Most citations that we issue are either for like a Reading Municipal Code violations or for traffic infractions. Uh-huh. There are sometimes we cite somebody for like a petty theft depending on the circumstances. But at the end of the day, that's the breakdown. We have, like I said, over 11,000 people we actually arrested last year.
That didn't count Linda, right?
That did not count Linda. So 11,001.
Okay.
If you count Linda with right. But it was Lieutenant Renault, so .
Well, Lieutenant Renault, I think, frankly, is harassing my wife and has arrested her twice, even though that she deserved both times. No. That's I have awesome. Not seen him lately. Is he still running amok out there?
Tim's still running amok. He's my weekend watch commander.
Oh, okay.
So in field cool. operations right now.
That's cool. Well, that is a lot of arrest. I mean, that is a lot of arrest. And then, like I said, the district attorney is talking about 10,000 cases a year come over to her.
Yeah, and each of those arrests, a lot of it depends on the circumstances. For example, if we arrest somebody for a public intoxication, there's often not, like by design, not a prosecution on the backside of that. We're just getting them. They're too drunk to care for themselves, so they go to sit in the sobering cell till they're sober, and then they get kicked out. And so there's just because we arrest somebody doesn't necessarily mean a case gets filed.
Is that the same thing with somebody that's obviously under the influence of something? So it could be drugs, too?
Correct.
Is that handled differently?
No, it could be drugs or alcohol. It all falls under the same penal code umbrella
that they can't,
for the public
can't
intoxication.
Can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we seeing more serious crime out there?
So I think that if you look at I have some numbers from our last full year, again, 2024.
Yeah.
And so, for example, at a super high level as a department, we had just over 2,000 what are classified as violent crimes, but we had almost 15,000 nonviolent reportable crimes. And so I think that what I notice and what I see from where I sit is that the most of the violent crime that occurs within our city is usually there's some type of relationship between the suspect and the victim, whether it's a, you know, a domestic violence crime or something drug related. The chances of you walking downtown with your family and getting randomly, you know, assaulted in a violent way or not, they're very, very low. Yeah. And so I think that that's
kind of the feeling I get. I mean, I don't feel trepidation in walking anywhere around this town, but then that's me, where other people might, but I would be very cautious if I was walking down certain areas in the middle of a homeless areas.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's always good. I mean, you just can't be, anywhere you go, anywhere no matter where you're at, you can't anywhere be completely oblivious. You have to have that situational awareness. But
that's what I was thinking, is most of the violence occurs with people that know each other. Even the murders around here, for the most part.
Correct. And I think
there's exceptions.
Yeah, and if you look at our, you know, like our homicide stats, it's difficult because the percentages, we have such a low number of them that you add one homicide
the homicide rate,
but it's, again, the actual instances of, you know, significant, violent, random, stranger types of assaults, I mean, they, you know, it does happen. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but it's definitely not very common here in Reading.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good to know. When you arrest somebody, are they fighting back more?
It completely depends. Our goal anytime we contact somebody is for a peaceful resolution of the situation, whether that's them being arrested, whether that's us resolving the situation without an arrest. Sometimes just our presence or just talking through things with the involved parties when people are upset, that can resolve a case. That being said, we do have plenty of instances where officers are either face significant resistance or are violently assaulted when they're trying to take somebody into custody.
That is, you know, and what people need to realize is that somebody's that they have to take down on the ground. And they're trying, and they swarm somebody, it's to prevent that person, also the person, to being hurt more, but you're also protecting the law enforcement.
Yeah, and I think that the difficult part about it, because we've all seen, there's plenty of videos that circulate around where there's police officers that are, you know, somebody will drive by with a cell phone and they start filming somebody being arrested or whatever else it is. And it's really, I mean, there is no nice, pretty, clean way to arrest a violently resisting person. You have to overcome the resistance. Now, with the appropriate level of force, we train on that extensively. That's, you know, covered in, like, laws and our policies. The way we're set up is that every time we have a use of force incident, it's actually reviewed by both a supervisor and then a watch commander reviews those as well. So we do quality control on all of our use of force incidents.
Well, use of force could be tasers.
Yeah, right? It could be taser. It could be, you know, OC spray. It could be a lot of different things.
I'm sorry, but somebody's, I'm going to fight you. On the ground. Hey, you know what? I'm trying to save you. But you can't do it like that. You've got to, what, do you have to spray them first, then tase them, or?
No, so there's no, I think it's not like a ladder where you have to go from one option to another option.
Okay,
Mr. Bad Guy, you have a knife in your hand. Well, let me pepper spray you first. Well, that didn't work, so I'm going to baton you. Now I'm going to tase you. Now you have to, we are allowed to respond, you know, appropriately based on the force that's being displayed. So if somebody, you know, you'll have to try one to go to the next one. You have to, is the standard that we look at when we judge use of force is what is objectively reasonable based upon a, like, what would a reasonable officer do in the similar circumstances type of thing. So that's the lens we look through.
Our rules of engagement in Iraq and Afghanistan was, if somebody pulls out, starts coming in towards your convoy, first of all, we had signs, stay back. And then we would shoot little flares up.
Yeah.
And then we would wave flags at them. And then we would shoot in front of their cars. And then only then would we engage them. However, we could go from 1 to 5 in an instant.
Yeah.
Because here they come and they're roaring at you. That yes, we had all these things, but nope.
Yeah.
They're getting too close.
And our goal is to...
Because they have a tendency to blow their cars up with us around it. So.
You definitely don't want them getting too close, yeah. Our goal with use of force is we want to try to resolve things at the lowest level.
You want to de-escalate it first and all this.
Yeah.
Are we getting, are they all mainly homegrown guys and girls?
For our department?
No, for the criminals around here.
Yeah, it depends. Like, we have, and that's not something that, I don't know if I have access to that directly. I think just anecdotally, We do see a lot of people that end up in Reading from other areas. I think if you look at the, I mean, just the way we're geographically laid out, we've got, you know, the joke when I first moved to Reading was that all roads lead to Reading because you've got, you know, I-5, major north-south corridor. You have, you know, 299, you've got 44, all from the, you know, both east and west, you know, north and south, all, you know, they, and Reading has, you know, we're the county seat, so we have a lot of the services and the, you know, the things that are provided at the county level here as well. And so I've seen a mix. I've seen, we have the people that we arrest every single, you know, every single day that have been here for a really long time. And we have people that we've never seen before that just pop up on our radar. So there's definitely a good mix.
You see things, oh, this is his 32nd arrest in 2 years. But it's not serious enough just to lock him up for a while.
Yeah. And but, it's, and I think that with the, bless the people of California. They gave us some new tools through the passage of Prop 36 last year.
Yeah, no money to put into that, though.
Correct. Yeah, and I think that there's definitely, like, we're, you know, we are one piece of the justice system. We have our, we do our job, and our job is to enforce the law, make arrests, write reports. We hand them off to the DA. There's the jail. There's the courts. And I think everybody's trying to do the best they can with the resources that they have. But realistically, we've known about the, you know, the capacity issues at the jail for a long time. We've known about, you know, the DA's office is struggling to fill positions and prosecute cases. And so, and again, I bless their hearts. They work their butts off, and we work. I think we have great relationships with our criminal justice partners. But at the end of the day, you know, we can't control the things that are out of our control. And the message that I send to my officers and my staff is that we, you know, we do our job the best way that we can. And we will work with our partners to come up with creative solutions to some of these problems to, you know, try to work hand in hand with them. But we are one piece of that puzzle.
Okay. I'm here with Captain Chris Smirnos from Reading Police Department. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Lighting and electrical work? Experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading.
I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, that's right. Statue of Liberty. 4th of July is rolling in on us. I can't wait. All right. Independence Day. We are not going to be broadcasting. Well, we will not be broadcasting live that day. Of course, we're on the air on July 4th. But it's a day of independence for all of us. And we're going to take that because there's so many things going on. And it's a good time to remember how many people fought and died for this country, and back in 1776, what was going on. It's, of course, the Army's 250th birthday, and or 75, I should say, and 250th birthday, as it is in the United States Marine Corps birthday on November 10th. We're having a big birthday ball. We'll hear a lot more about that, but we expect that. It's almost always sold out, so with this 250th, we'll let you know when tickets are available. We usually have two tables from RPD is there, and then Sheriff's Department, and so many other people come join us and celebrate the Marine Corps' 250th birthday. And speaking of the Reading Police Department, I've got Captain Chris Smirnos here, who's in charge of field ops. That's the guys and girls you see out there in the cars, the motorcycles, the bicycles. When you make a call, they haul, that kind of thing. 4th of July, is that a good and bad holiday?
Yeah, no, it's
Captain.
It's a great holiday. Like
it's a great holiday.
I'm grateful that we live in a place where we get to celebrate our independence in the way that we do. And like you said, Carl, thinking of the, you know, what this country went through to get to where we are. And,
yeah.
So it's definitely for me, it's one that I enjoy. I think from a public safety perspective, what we want is we just want everybody to be safe. Fireworks are not authorized in the city limits, any type. And so, you know, we're rolling into fire season. We just had a big fire off of Canyon a couple days ago.
Yes.
A couple of lightning fires started last night.
Yeah.
And so it's not worth it. Not only, you know, can fireworks cause fire injuries, but there's always the ERs usually end up with a couple folks that end up with some digits missing or some other problems along those lines. So.
I just read a story of some kid was killed. Homemade fireworks,
yeah.
Of all things. I mean, we put black powder in the stuff.
Yeah, I can only imagine. We want people to be safe. We have, obviously, our Freedom Festival is going on Friday evening down at the Civic Auditorium. We encourage you to come down with your family. That's the best place to watch the fireworks show and to you know, hang out in the lawn. Weather should be decent, and you know, there's usually vendors and food and music and plenty of things to do.
Let me tell you another place you can go to is Tiger Field, Colt 45s. They're playing, their game's going early. It starts at 6 instead of 7. And after the game, everybody can go out into the outfield or stay in the stands and watch it from right there, too. And you don't have that crowd
around.
True. You can just, when it's over, you just kind of hop in your car and you're gone. So there's viewing locations like that. But Freedom Fest, I've been there, and I've been sitting right there, and fireworks going off and little ashes coming down on you. Yeah. And it's cool.
It's pretty neat. I think the other big thing that happens on 4th of July is, you know, especially with it being a Friday this year, we have a lot of people that want to celebrate. They want to celebrate with their family and their friends, and so alcohol comes into the mix. And the biggest thing for us is, again, just be responsible. We don't we're going to have extra patrols out working DUI enforcement that night. We don't want people to be drinking and driving and getting into collisions and hurting themselves or other people. So that's definitely on our minds.
Well, we announced earlier that CHP is putting a big push out starting today, or starting tomorrow. It's at 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6:01, or I guess it's 6 until midnight on Sunday. They are going to be on the road. Now, do you put more officers out? When you have something like the Freedom Fest, how does that work? Does the Civic Auditorium or whoever puts this on, do they hire, not hire, but do they pay for the overtime, or yeah. we just have our guys there?
Yeah, so certain events, the Freedom Festival is really put on by the city. It's for our citizen, for our community, and so okay. The city absorbs some of the costs for our folks. A lot of our folks will come in, and we do have some on-duty resources because of the hours that they're working, but we also allow officers to come in and work overtime. So we'll be staffing the Freedom Festival itself. We'll have officers that will be on, foot patrol and on, bikes and dirt bikes and things, patrolling the area around there. And then, like I said, we'll have officers specifically dedicated to working DUI enforcement later in the evening citywide.
Because there may be a few.
There may be a few, and our hope is that
there's none.
There's none, and that we don't need to, DUI to do DUI enforcement. But unfortunately, we still do.
You know, DUI is that blade swings both ways. Here you're trying to help somebody get them off the road, and they're not happy. On the other hand, sometimes they're so happy. Do you ever get a phone call? Ever get a radio call? You got to come over and watch this. No, you probably don't.
Well,
you couldn't talk about it.
I worked.
Come on, you've got to see this.
I worked full time DUI for a couple years, many years ago. So I saw the gamut.
I have four naked people in the car, and they're driving around the park.
People will do all kinds of crazy things. They're shoving breath mints or mouthwash, trying to get out of the thing. But
they're chugging Listerine.
All sorts of silly things. But there's a lot of training that goes into it. There's a lot of. Sure. In the DUI world, there's a lot of, officers are pretty well trained on how to deal with some of the more common, things people try to do.
Okay. The July 3rd is Anderson explodes. Mm-hmm. But so you must get some overflow from that, too.
Yeah, so we actually will have, we work well with our criminal justice partners. So we're actually sending some officers down to Anderson to help them out on with their event. They're actually sending some officers up to Reading on Friday to help us out with our event.
Great.
So it's pretty
that's
neat that cooperation there.
How's the traffic flow? I mean,
it's busy. For an event like the 4th of July, we'll have a traffic plan in place. They'll shut down the roads at certain points, and for the exit plan, they'll basically try to get people out of there to get it cleared out. But it's packed. And the best thing I could say is just if you are going to head down there, just be patient. Try to get there early to get a decent parking spot. Get your spots staked out where you want to be, and then at the end of the show, just be patient. We're doing the best we can to get everybody out of there safely.
I can tell you at the rodeo, whatever the traffic plan was, and I don't know if it's different than at Freedom Fest, but because we used to, because I'm a member of the association, so we'll be there a little bit longer. And when you're coming out, the place is empty.
Yeah,
within 20 minutes, there was no stopping.
Yeah, and we've done this, for so many years now that it's kind of, you refine it, and there's things you learn every single year about, hey, maybe next year we need to try this a little bit differently or do this a little bit better, but we'll definitely have our a full contingent out there working on traffic control, especially at the end of the event, because that's when the most people are trying to leave.
What the captain's just said, he's already put the warning out, they're going to have increased DUI.
Yeah, increased DUI enforcement. We'll have several cars out specifically targeting DUIs, and then also increased officers just in general, because it's going to be probably a pretty busy weekend for us with it being the 4th on a Friday.
Great. Wow, we're at the end of the hour.
If you want to talk about, you mentioned pets.
Okay, yeah.
I can mention that too.
As we've talked, Mahaven Humane was on, all these fireworks going off, your dog, if it's first year or the fifth year, that dog can go over a fence in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Be aware of that. Keep your dog crated. Keep him inside. Make sure, if you haven't had him chipped, get him chipped.
Yeah, for sure.
And that will really help you bring him back. Yep. So
we want to keep our.
Do you get lost kids on 4th of July?
Every now and again we do. It's not uncommon, but usually we're pretty good about, with the amount of resources we have, reuniting them pretty quick with with where they belong. So it's just, there's a lot of people out there, and it just gets really busy.
Final thoughts.
I'm just grateful for, we're talking about my career and where I started, and I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've had. This department means a lot to me, and I know to our chief and our other, captains and everybody that works there. We're like a family. We're, with all the good and the bad, we're not perfect. There's a lot that we could be doing better, but I'm just incredibly proud of the work that our staff does every single day to keep this community safe. We have officers that dedicate their time, their bodies. I mean, this job is very physically demanding and difficult, and you know, for people that they've never met and they will never know. And so I think that, there's something very humbling about that when I step back and look at, you know, it's easy to step back and go 110,000 calls for service, but that's 110,000 times that, you know, a police officer, you know, looked at an incident, tried to help somebody resolve a problem. You know, people don't call us when they're having a great day. They call us when it's the worst day of their life or when things are falling apart.
And that's what they will remember is how you all handled it. Yeah, well, just please pass on to all your people that how much they're appreciated by the people of Reading. I think you know that.
Yeah, very much so. Much different than a lot of other places.
It is. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. And be safe out there this weekend, because I know you'll be out there someplace, I'm sure.
Yep, I'll be working Friday for a bit, so it'll be fun.
All right. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Doug Jenke's going to join us, and I don't know what Doug's going to say. You know, he's quite the liberal commentator. And so we'll discuss things going back and forth there. And then on Friday, as I said, it's Independence Day. So we'll be doing best of that day. So have a good day. It's going to be 104 degrees. Stay hydrated, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.